with SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Donald Trump's campaign says he is, quote, fine after what law enforcement officials are treating as an assassination attempt during a rally yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania. Officials say the man who opened fire was 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Authorities say the suspected gunman and at least one attendee are dead, while two spectators were critically injured. The special agent in charge at the FBI Pittsburgh field office, Kevin Rojek, says authorities are asking the public to help with the investigation.
I'm sure there'll be cell phone video. There'll be all kinds of information that we'll use to fully flesh out exactly what happened.
President Biden says everybody must condemn the suspected assassination attempt on Mr. Trump. Addressing the nation following the incident, Mr. Biden said, quote, we can't allow this to be happening. Also on SRNews.com, Republican Party officials say this week's convention in Milwaukee will proceed after the assassination attempt against Donald Trump.
With the GOP convention set to open here Monday, organizers and the Trump campaign say the event will take place. Officials released a statement saying President Trump looks forward to joining you all in Milwaukee, where he will accept the party's 2024 presidential nomination. Reince Priebus, chairman of the convention's host committee, said guests have already begun to arrive in Wisconsin, and we look forward to working with the RNC to welcome everyone to Milwaukee this week. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Russian shelling of Ukraine has killed four people as the two countries exchanged drone attacks, one of which set ablaze a Russian oil depot. Ukraine has in recent months stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals. This is SRN News. An Idaho city passes a controversial hate crime law.
The new statute in Coeur d'Alene would punish anyone who, quote, creates a public nuisance or engages in disorderly conduct while protesting anything having to do with the LGBT agenda. Free speech advocates are concerned about how broadly the measure is written and its punishment of a misdemeanor, a fine, and assignment to mandatory diversity classes. Violators will also lose city licenses and permits for 3 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another judge has temporarily halted parts of a non-discrimination rule that would have forced insurers and medical professionals to pay for and perform sex change operations on children. U.S. District Judge Louis Girola sided with Republican attorneys general in 15 states who had argued the language that the rule was based on encompasses biological sex, but not so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. The House has defeated a Republican measure that would have imposed a fine on Attorney General Merrick Garland for his refusal to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with a special counsel who raised questions about his age and memory. House Speaker Mike Johnson says House Republicans filed a lawsuit to ask the courts to force the Justice Department to surrender the tapes.
So the whole thing, I think, will easily be defeated in court, and that's why we brought a lawsuit in federal court last Monday to enforce our subpoena.
The vote was 210 to 204 against holding Garland in inherent contempt of Congress, a maneuver that authorizes certain penalties for people who defy a congressional subpoena. And the data of nearly all customers of the telecommunications giant AT&T was downloaded from a third-party platform in a security breach in a year already rife with massive cyber attacks. More details at SRNews.com.